Good morning. Our question today, a fascinating question. We've been talking about the mitzvah or the chiyuv of saying 100 brachas each and every day. Does that apply only to the men or does it apply to the women as well? So on a high level, there's a known principle, a known klal, that when we have a mitzvah aseh shazman grama, when we have a time-bounded positive mitzvah, that women are pturas, women are exempted from that. So is this a mitzvah sase shazman grama or not? And in addition, we have an interesting and important machlok, is that principle of mitzvah sase shazman grama shenashim pturas, does that only apply when we're talking about a mitzvah that is time-bounded, that is a deoraisa mitzvah, or even if it is rabbinically ordained? Because we mentioned yesterday that when it comes to the mitzvah of mea brachos, 100 brachos each and every day, there are three opinions. Is it a deraisa mitzvah? Is it the rabbanan? Or is it like the chidah, a midas chasidus? So it's not a chiyuv, it's just a wonderful thing to do. Then we said that the majority view is like that of the Rambam, that mea brachos b'chol yom is a mitzvah midirabbanan. So do we say when it comes to a derabbanan mitzvah as well, when it's time-bounded, women are exempted? Or does that only apply to a deraisa mitzvah? So in fact, this is an important machlok, is between Tosfos and Rashi. Tosfos and Brachos is of the view that this concept, this principle of mitzvah sase shazman grama, that women are exempted from a time-bounded mitzvah, applies not only to a deraisa mitzvah, but a derabbanan mitzvah as well. And Rashi disagrees that this principle exempts women from the deoraisa mitzvahs that are time-bounded, positive time-bounded mitzvahs, but not rabbinically ordained mitzvahs. Nonetheless, we have a more fundamental question. Really, is 100 brachas each and every day the time-bounded mitzvah or not? Because we have 24 hours. We have the day and the night to do it. It's not like a mitzvah that you can only do in the daytime. You can only do in the nighttime, and accordingly, it's time-bounded. But this is a mitzvah that it can be done 24 hours, day and night. So maybe it's not even a time-bounded mitzvah. So let's look at some rationales. Why may a woman be obligated? Why may a woman not be obligated in mitzvahs aseh, in the mitzvah mea brachos b'chol yom? So there's a Gemara in Shabbos that talks about women, are they obligated in the mezuzah? And the Mishnah and the Gemara there says that indeed women are obligated in the mitzvah of mezuzah, because look at the pasuk. It says laman yirbu yameichem, that when you have a mitzvah, when you mekayim the mezuzah, you have the mezuzah up, you have arichus yamim, you have long lives. And accordingly, Gemara asks rhetorically, gavrei b'chayei, is it only the men that need life, that need a long life? Nashi lo b'chayei, women don't need that. Rashi explains that nashi nami b'chayei, obviously women also need arichus yamim, leman yirbu yamechem v'mevenechem, and accordingly, women are obligated in the mitzvah of mezuzah. So if we apply that same concept where we started a couple days ago on this sugya, that David HaMelech instituted the mitzvah of mea brachos, 100 brachos every day, because there was a plague at his time in his generation. 100 people were dying each and every day. And accordingly, to stop that plague, David HaMelech instituted for each person to say 100 brachas every day. And in fact, the plague stopped because of that. So accordingly, wouldn't we also say that women need this protection of the mea brachas as well, not only men? But nonetheless, it could be that David HaMelech, at his time, the Magefa, the plague, was only hitting the men and not the women. And it could be that David HaMelech, when he instituted the mitzvah of mea brachos every day, it could be that he only instituted it for men and not women. Another argument that women would be exempted from the mitzvah or for the requirement of mea brachos b'chol yom is that if we look at the computation, what are the mitzvahs that make up the 100 brachas? What are the brachas that make up the 100 brachas each and every day? The computation, there are many brachas that are included on the list that women are absolved from, that they're not obligated from, they are exempted. For example, the brachas of Kriyat Shema, the brachas that we say before and after Kriyat Shema, both during Shacharish and Maariv, and also the bracha to put on a talis, to put on tefillin. Baruch Shamar Nishtabach, fundamentally, women are not obligated. Women are not obligated to say a Shmona Esrei three times a day. It could be that they're only obligated one time a day, maybe two times a day, but not three times a day. There are different shitas, or does the woman have to say the Shmona Esrei at all? Maybe she can have a kiyum of tefillah in other ways. So we see here that there are a number of mitzvahs that a woman are not obligated. Another number of brachos women are not obligated in, and accordingly, how is she going to ever get to 100 brachas? So in fact, we see here that we have a rationale that women are obligated. We have rationale that she's not obligated. So the Sefer Halichos Beisa has a discussion on this very issue. Are women obligated? And he has a suffix. He goes back and forth. Are women obligated or not obligated? He does conclude that it makes sense that women are not obligated, they are exempted from the mitzvah. Certainly they can make efforts, wonderful, but that they don't have a chiyuv in this mitzvah. And he says in a footnote there that he didn't find that the poskim really discussed this, but he does bring that from the Torah and Rav Natru, quoting Rav Natrigon, that the reason that women, it could be that women are obligated because of the Magefa at the time of David HaMelech. Maybe women were also dying at that time. But then he brings, in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that it makes sense rationally that women would not be obligated. And then he brings the rationale we brought before that included in the list of the 100 brachas are brachas that women are not obligated in, like the brachas of the Kriyat Shema and etc. So accordingly, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was the view that women are not obligated in the mitzvah of Meo Brachas Kol Yom. The Tshuva Shevet Halevi of Rosner says the same. He brings the Beis Yosef that has his computation of what's the 100 brachas, and included is the bracha of Tzitzis and Tfilin, etc., that women are exempted from. And the Beis Yosef himself, he brings this whole list and includes brachas that women are not obligated in, and he doesn't say anything about women. How are they going to make up the brachas that they're missing? So accordingly, we can deduce from that that women are not obligated. Rav the Shevet Halevi continues, Lo Matzlinu Ba Poskim Shia'iru V'ya'oruru. He also don't see other poskim discussing, raising the issue even, how women would make up the brachas that they are not obligated in. Accordingly, the Shevet Halevi also concludes, Shema Mina Denashim Turos. It must be that women are exempted from this mitzvah. So we see here, on a high level, men are obligated. Men have the requirement of Me'a Brachas B'chol Yom. Women are not obligated, but regardless, it's obviously wise that everyone should say all the proper brachas that they are obligated in, and not only to say them, but to say them with tremendous kavana. Have a wonderful day.